It's the endurance part of the season as far as the V8s are. Well, I still say V8s. They're supercars, aren't they? Drop the V8 bit, but the supercars.
No, but they're still V8s at the moment.
And the grand final time, really. We've got Sandown, we've got Bathurst. It is a terrific time of year for the supercars. And Lee Holdsworth joins us on the line. G'day, Lee.
Good morning.
Do you look part of the, you know, you look forward to this part of the year?
Oh, always, always. It's such a cool part of the year. These next three events, Sandown, Bathurst and Gold Coast, are my favourite on the calendar. Yeah. And obviously them being endurance events, obviously just adds to the hype. And then this weekend, the retro round, so it all adds to it. But yeah, it's such a cool part of the year. And if your championship isn't on track and you're not fighting for the ultimate, you know, big trophy at the end of the year, then you have another crack at the endurance championship.
Yeah, exactly right, mate. It's a completely different kettle of fish. And how do you think you're prepared going into the weekend?
Good, yeah. I mean, we tried to go for a test day last week, but the weather's been horrendous in Melbourne recently, so we didn't get that in. But look, we feel well prepared. We feel like we've got quite a quick car. We're 12th in the championship at the moment, and I am not too far off top 10, and that's our aim, to come out of the endurance championship inside the top 10 and hopefully end the year in the top 10. So that would be a huge effort for our little team, a one-car team. And, you know, Preston High Racing, we've been doing a pretty good job this year, a much better year than last year. But, I'm feeling good coming into this weekend. I think we can have a crack at top five, and, you know, you just never know what can happen at these events. Anyone can win it, really.
Lee, it is a sport, your sport, where money does count. The more money you can waste money in your sport as well. I'm sure you're well aware of that. But the more money you've got, the more resources you've got, and the bigger chance you are of winning on a weekend. How difficult is it for a small team like Preston Hire?
It's really difficult, especially we don't have any help from any other team. So we stand alone with our data, our technical support. There's none there. So we do it all off our own back, and that makes it very difficult. So when you're up against the teams like DJR Team Penske, Red Bull Racing, 888, ProDrive, those guys are your big, the big three, and they've got huge budgets, and they learn from each other. So if one car, let's say we go into practice and one car heads one direction, we set up, another heads another, and they, at the end of the day, they correlate the information and they come up with the best car. And the findings that they found throughout the day to put together an even better car for the next day. So that's where we find it difficult. We basically get half the track time that they do because, you know, only the one car. It makes it very difficult. But, yeah, we do a pretty good job. But, to catch those teams, it's going to be very, very difficult for us.
Without giving too much away, what sort of money, bottom line, are we talking about budget-wise between your team and, say, DGR?
Yeah, to run a one car for us, it's probably around the $3 million mark.
Wow.
And then for... But when you look at DGR Team Penske, they're probably spending up around $12 million, $12 to $14 million a year on two cars.
Wow.
They're heavily in a development phase at the moment, so they're pouring everything they got into it. And, we've got 12 full-time people in our little team, and they've got probably 50, 60 people.
Right.
Plus they've got, you know, Penske's a huge operation overseas, the biggest racing operation in the world. And so they've got people over in the States probably doing a bit of work for them as well, on their simulation programs, on their engine dyno facilities. So it's not just the people they've got here. They've got a hell of a lot more people working behind the scenes as well.
Do you look at them and go, oh, you blokes, you don't know how easy
you've got
it. Bastards.
Yeah, no, it's a frustrating sport. With tennis, rugby, AFL, anything like that, you're rated on your own performance. And in racing, really, the result reflects the perception is it's the driver that's got that result, but in fact, it's the whole team and it's the budget and everything that's behind the scenes that goes into it, which actually gives you a result, gives you your car speed, and Yeah, it's. I often say it's an unfair sport because it's not always the best man that wins.
Yes.
Or the best female that wins, I should say as well. So, yeah. But look, it's such a cool sport as well. At the same time, you've got to be able to judge your own performance.
Yeah.
Otherwise, you know, if you for Penske, if they don't win, they're disappointed. But for us, if we're inside the top 10, it's like a win. And you have to rate that performance realistically and put a number on it.
And Lee, just in terms of the track, mate, many years ago I whizzed around it in a Fiat 500, really maxing out the engine.
Gearbox fell out the bottom.
3.1K, I think average speed 164.
Wow.
It's a flowing track, isn't it? I mean, that back straight, you hike around that sort of bend to the left. Are there plenty of overtaking opportunities?
Yeah, Sandown's such a cool track. It's got a lot of history there, but yeah, I actually think it's very similar to a street track. The characteristics of a street track: there's 90-degree turns, the big curbs, plenty of passing opportunities. There's a very fast section up the back of the end of the back straight, going down into Dandy Road, we call it, and that's. You know, we approach that at about 270, and we corner that top end corner at about 220k. So, and you're winding down into a braking zone there as well. So it's very difficult to pull the car up whilst you've got steering lock on, and very easy to pinch an inside front. But yeah, it's a challenging little circuit, and I love it. It's awesome. There's plenty of surface changes too, so it makes for an interesting. Track to drive in the wet, which I'm sure we'll have to experience on Friday and Saturday this weekend. Hopefully not, but Sunday might be looking like a good day. So, yeah, it's a good, fun track to drive.
Okay. Brilliant. And one of our listeners, mate, wants to for us to ask you about the Newcastle circuit. This is the first time. It's in November 24, 26. It's the first race there, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. Yeah, so we've dropped Homebush off the calendar.
That's it.
Which was a great event. But, yeah, now Newcastle looks like it's going to be fantastic. I went there a couple of months ago and had a look around, and what an amazing outlook. You know, you're on the side of the cliff face over the ocean, and people are describing it like an Australian Monaco.
It's going to be
a great spectacle. And we had about 20,000 people down there at an autograph session just recently, so we know it's going to be huge. They've sold plenty of tickets. I think they've nearly sold out. So I'm really looking forward to that one. And to end the year, the championship decider at a new track is going to be very, very interesting.
Yeah, I like the Monaco reference too, Lee, because it means that TK can take his 80-foot yacht up there.
Yeah, so that'd be beautiful. We'll just
plant it on the water
just
there.
Camp park on the outside.
Park it up on the beach. Beautiful.
It's the second time I've heard Newcastle being described as Monaco. The first and always time is with Jack Newton, who's the proudest of all Novocastrians, used to call it Monaco, and now good to see you do it as well, Lee. Thanks so much for your time, mate. Drive well on the weekend.
Problem. Thanks very much, guys.